and the prairie chicken. Those are native.
Yeah.
I've been stuck on the Szechuan house lately.
On house?
Szechuan house.
Oh.
Szechuan. Oh. It's my favorite.
Gosh. Yeah.
A lot of Chinese people eat there. You can tell that's how it's good.
So, Nate said when he was in grad school, they asked the Chinese people, what's the best, most authentic?
They have a menu that we don't get to see. Good morning, everyone. This is the work session for the Johns County Board of Supervisors. Today is Wednesday, February 14th. It's 9 a.m. First order of business is proposed, hard for me to say this morning, sorry, construction of meeting desk for Health and Human Services Building Conference Room 203. And we have with us David Nasso, who has done a lot of work for us up at the courthouse. And he has we've asked him to take a look at our needs over at the Health and Human Services Meeting Room 203, which has the desk, the meeting desk over there is woefully inadequate. It's both electrical, sound-wise, and it's just, it's a piece of junk, and it's not, and it's not movable.
That reminds me, yeah. Mike, is Bill Horning available?
I took the drawings over to
him. Oh, okay, so he's seen it.
He was going to reach out to David.
Okay, yeah.
So David had done some work for us at the rebuild or remodel of one of the courtrooms, and so we have taken, asked him to give us a, to talk to us about doing something at 203 HHS. So David, welcome.
Thank you. Good morning, all. You pretty much covered everything that I had.
I'm giving some background on it, but I don't know what you're going to.
Yeah, well.
You get the good stuff. Yeah. I left you the good stuff.
So I'd like to thank you for this opportunity, and just to talk a little bit about the, they're upside down. Anyway, Mark Kennedy got the bid. He hired me to do all of the work on the courtroom. We work with Deb Minot for the final design, and all the woodwork I did was the judge's bench, the witness stand, the doors.
Can you go to the photo, Mike? Would you?
Doors, windows, railings.
That's really attractive.
The tables for the tables aren't photographed there, but we did a lot of work. As indicated in your packet, I'd like to construct like a 14-foot desk and then two side desks that will go along with that, all of them designed in the same way. Also, there'll be a level 3 Kevlar panel in front for the supervisors. And
on the back inside front.
Inside, yeah. Right. Then the two small desks will be of the same ilk and will also be movable. So there'll be casters on these so they can be moved out of the way and the room can be refigured for whatever.
Two of those would be just under 6 foot, 14 foot. How's that compare to what we're sitting at right now?
It's longer.
Okay.
Slightly. I'd bet this is 12.
How much space does each person need?
30 inches.
Is really what you need, yeah?
Right.
Okay. A little less than 3 feet.
Right. And that can be altered. I went off of what Eldon Slaughter said that you guys might want, so that's I just designed.
It's the only thing I like about the existing desk is that it's wider than this one.
And the two side desks would both be big enough for two people each,
right.
Sort of like what we have here.
Yes, exactly.
Although a little bigger than what we have here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
Did you have a request, Mike? We talked about in the meeting yesterday, or in our agenda meeting.
What was
about no support right where?
Oh, in the middle. There's five supervisors.
Right.
And one thing, when I was originally in my mind, I said we could actually make four desks all the same size and kind of put the two wings together and then put the two in the middle. but you could seat five people, but then you would have kind of a bar in the middle, like a men's bicycle, and that you'd have to, the person in the middle would have to straddle that, the two ends of the desk.
And we don't want that.
And I said, nah, that probably wouldn't, but, so the main desk is one unit. It wouldn't be two units pushed together.
Well, to get the thing in the building, yeah. I had to it has to be made in two units.
Yeah.
Then combine them to look like one.
Okay.
Okay.
So that was my idea.
Yeah.
So you'll bring it in two pieces, but
yeah.
then put it
and
together.
And then I have
there.
To put it together, assemble it, so okay. that, and tie it all together yeah. so it looks
but
like
But I mean, that's what we have there is the same kind of thing. I think
right,
that's
only
how
you
they
can
did
see
it.
That it's two units.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. And the problem with it is it's just there. Nobody's moving it anywhere. You
right.
know, the nice
yeah,
thing
it's
about
very heavy.
The nice thing about casters is we occasionally have meetings where it'd be nice to kind of shove that to the side, so this would allow that.
Mm-hmm.
Which would be really nice.
And also, since this is not curved, you could put a flush along the wall. That
yeah,
that
exactly.
desk that's in there now is curved, and even if you did move it, it would stick out. And the casters obviously would be, you could lock them down so
yes.
it doesn't move. Okay.
Right.
And you'd be using the same material that you used up at the courthouse?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. That's
yeah.
really that's really nice looking stuff.
It's attractive. Yeah.
So my thought was to make it pretty much like these doors here. That's what the doors are like over there. They're oak and they're a natural finish. So they add some warmth to the room and, of course, oak is very strong.
And the piece about, I don't know exactly what they'll want. We were talking to the IT director the other day, and he said he may put another outlet in the floor,
mm-hmm.
but there'll be some way that we can kind of tuck some cords up underneath it or something.
Yeah, when I talked to Eldon about that, he said that somebody would take care of it other than me because
yeah.
he wasn't sure what you wanted.
Yeah.
And he said there'd be possibly speaker things, but he said he didn't know where they would go, so to leave
I,
that.
I just want to make sure that guy, our IT guy, reaches out to you.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So
he
that,
and I can
work
yeah.
together.
Coordinate all of that.
I'd hate to see you do this masterpiece and then have him hammering something
yeah.
in it.
It's not the whole song.
So,
yeah, that we can easily do that.
Okay.
And who is that person?
Bill Horning.
Bill Horning, okay.
So the main thing for me is electrical and audio. So we'll each supervisor probably needs at least a couple plugs, or you know each of the five desks,
so,
or every seating yeah, area. Every
so there,
seating
there
area
will be a little bit of clearance then at the bottom because of the way that it'll sit on casters, right?
Right. There, oh yeah.
So he'll be able to
yeah.
take a cord under there to a.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Oops. And we'll coordinate all of that.
Okay.
Stuff.
Maybe we can.
Can we get lines drawn so that Carberry stops sticking his stuff in my space over here?
Absolutely. I already figured that.
Partitions, maybe.
There is a line of demarcation here. You know, I used to put a piece of tape in here with Terrence
yeah.
over there and with
yep.
the pad that says, "Don't touch my cheese. Stay out of my space." You know. No, I'm very excited
like this
about
one.
This, David.
I got so much more space when Supervisor Reddick is not with us.
Yes.
It's spread out.
So. Do we have an estimated cost, David?
Yes, it's $7,400 for the all three units.
Seems very reasonable.
Wow.
Yeah, I think Eldon looked at some of the office supply places, and it was more than that for a
no doubt
kit.
Yeah, I was going to say that's really surprising.
It comes with an Allen wrench, and
that includes everything you've talked to us
right.
about the
yeah.
Kevlar
yeah.
and the.
Right. It didn't include any of the electrical stuff.
Yes. Well,
so. One additional thing since
yes.
we're all here talking about it. This piece here has no purpose. There's nothing in this. And you can't put your feet underneath it, so it's just occupying space.
It holds up the elmo.
David, briefly about building just a freestanding table that would match the decor in here so we can set the elmo on that. But then also, if we have an additional staff person that's here working for something, they'd actually have some tabletop space, so just create a table if you don't object to adding that.
No.
Well, what about like a fold-out type thing, a breadboard type thing, so that when it's in use, you've got...
Well, we always have... This is always here. It'll perpetually be here, so...
Yeah.
MO2.
Elmo. So, and this way, then, when we have meetings throughout the year and we have more staff here, we don't have to start moving tables all the time. We just move this off to the
side.
Yeah,
I was going to say, it takes up so little space now, the new unit. You could just move it and...
Simply just move to the side, put it here, or put it on the floor, and then... So, that's, if we can just...
Let's just add that on.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
What do we need to move this to informal or formal or... I don't think we need to. The money's already there. The money's in the budget, right?
Yeah.
Let's just do it.
This is just getting everybody on board for the specifications.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you came in to talk to us, just because I didn't want to go down this path and then have somebody say, that's not what I thought we were getting.
If I could ask just one question, because I walked out to get the tape measure. For the side units, how wide were they? The two
additional? They're about 7 feet.
To combine, so...
Well, no, each one is 7 feet, the side units.
Okay, because we so you get need to have it so there's two workspaces on each
right,
side.
Yeah, that's how
it's. Get 3.5, you're fine.
Awesome.
And for this, would you want the same sort of a curb to continue?
I don't think so, because...
It doesn't now.
It doesn't now. If we could just have this countertop height...
Okay, and it doesn't... Then, you don't want me to match this?
No, just this. Something similar like this.
He's going to do it
just a touch. And then that would fit approximately in an area like this. That's movable, so we can move it.
Right.
But so it would be something that would fit in the area right here.
Okay.
So, yeah. All righty. Good. Awesome.
Great. I'm excited.
Okay, so it's a go?
It's a go.
Oh, great. All righty. Then I'll get back to you, Mike, on the cost of this. And
perfect.
Okay.
And if you need to measure anything, do you want to measure anything?
No, I think I'll come back. And
okay.
I wonder if the demolition taking out the other desk is going to cause problems with the carpet.
I bet somebody...
Well, they have lots of carpet squares.
Okay. Yeah. You can replace them?
So even if they have to demo that, they
and
can.
And I assume...
Somebody's going to want that desk.
What do you think?
No.
My guess is when you take it apart, it's going to fall apart.
Think about the stuff over in MHDS.
It's just fiber.
I mean, they wanted everything else. Anything that wasn't nailed down.
It was ordered from a catalog.
Yeah.
So as long as I've got you here, on the courtrooms, are there going to be more of those remodels done? I heard that there possibly would be.
We think that there are.
Right.
We don't have a specific plan, but we've budgeted. We've budgeted for the county attorney to move out into a new space across the street. We will then have to kind of remodel that space into office space, and we may be shifting a few things around. But we actually have budgeted for some renovation, and we'll be talking to you about that.
I think
there will be eventually another courtroom.
We're going to have to probably sit down with some kind of architect and the Chief Justice and the court administrator, and because we don't really have a grand plan yet, and if we move stuff around, that's kind of a big deal, so we have to kind of figure that out first.
So one thing I wanted to mention was that Mark Kennedy and I sat down with Deb Minot, and we worked out the whole design, and it didn't really coordinate with anything that Newman Munson did.
For that courtroom.
Yeah, for that courtroom. We didn't use hardly anything that they designed.
Yeah.
So I was just going to say that if you contact Mark and I, we can certainly help a lot with all of the planning aspects and save yourself some money in the doing.
Yeah.
Michael Kennedy, is that?
Mark.
Mark.
Is Mark Kennedy Construction.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
I was confused.
He was the one that
was our construction manager over there. Was
Mike. Mike. Yeah, I worked with Mike. Yeah.
So I thought you might be using the wrong name, but Mark, we'll coordinate that. But right now our plan for the courthouse is kind of back of the envelope type of, a general plan. We actually need to come up with a specific plan, and it's good, like Rod said, we're going to have to sit down with some people over there, and we're going to have to have a kind of a concrete plan where we do something every year that there's because that it needs a lot of work. I don't know if you saw when they got to redoing the floor, what the cement under there looked like.
Yeah, that was part of that, too. Yeah.
You could crumble it in your hands, and we have some stability and floor issues over there that will need to be addressed. But the work you did in that courtroom, is that 3B?
Yeah, 3B.
Is just beautiful, and we would like to work with you again on moving forward with whatever we're doing in the courthouse. We've got our guy.
Great.
It's you.
Good attitude. Thank you.
We got a guy.
That's right.
Thank you, David.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
Looking forward to your work. Okay, moving on in the agenda. agreement with Build to Suit Incorporated for construction of a trellis at the Ambulance Service and Medical Examiner Building, also known as AME, 808 South Dubuque Street in Iowa City.
Eldon realized that he never brought forth the actual contract with Build to Suit for the trellis. It is attached. The amount of it is $82,036, which is what the amount was agreed on when they submitted their cost summary on September 21st. This is just for your review. Ryan Moss actually had two comments, so we have to make some changes to this. So it's not ready for signature. He wants to add a paragraph on owner's rights to have the work inspected and a warranty article. So I've sent that information to Eldon to send to Build to Suit to get added to the contract. So when we move this forward, if you wish to move it forward, the other contract will have two additional paragraphs in it when you see it next time.
Well, I'm fine with that. Considering that most of the work is already done on this trellis.
Shop fabrication is already done.
Yes. It'll be nice that, you know, this maybe just slipped through the cracks a little bit, but should have been done earlier, but it's being done now, so I support moving this forward.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So will we be looking at the actual contract then after the changes? They're minor, but
we need to get the contract back, so when it's on the informal next week, hopefully those changes will be there.
Okay.
You won't get it on the formal till the final form is ready for you.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. number three on the agenda, a budget public hearing presentation review. And we.
Hi, John.
John Hannaford with finances.
Hello.
With this.
John Hannaford, budget analyst, finance department. Okay, so we're just going to go through the slides for the budget public hearing. And, you know, every year I bring this up and we kind of divvy up the slides and go through them, make sure the slides are what you're expecting, make any changes that you want to make.
Dibs on the pie charts.
so here Dana has vetted these. We went through, changed everything, made everything up to date. Dana's gone through them. They should all be correct. And I'll just give you a little background. Is last year we had the first two slides were presented by the chair, which was Rod. And then three through seven.
Janelle last year.
Oh, was it Janelle?
Yeah.
Okay. Three through seven was Pat. So that was kind of one section. Then finance.
Going back to 2016, Pat wasn't on the board in 2017.
Okay.
Yeah, you must have a 2016.
But
it doesn't matter. It's the same.
We'll figure it out.
So then about finance has a big section, 8 through 17. And then there's another group of slides. So they're kind of broken up into groups, but you can assign them, you know, however you want to assign them.
We let Mike do that.
Here's just this one as a standard.
Answer me.
Let me. I'm going to shrink it down some more so you can see the whole thing at once. There's that one. We'll go through those. I don't know if you want to add anything different to the lineup or change the order of these at all.
Are these the new slides?
Yes.
This is not last year. Okay,
so this is for this year.
I mean, my big thing is always the same every year, which is just that I think we, you know, I think if you make it 45 minutes long, you know, people, it's too much budget
they
for anybody but you guys.
Yeah, that's true, sure.
So I think we need to, you know, find a way to, you know, keep it moving.
Yeah, there's 43 slides, and if...
That means less than a minute per...
Yes. Well, we have scheduled 45 minutes.
I suppose we'll probably have an hour scheduled, right?
Yeah, we've got an hour scheduled.
Because you have to allow for anybody in the public that wants to say anything.
Comment,
about it.
Yeah. I think I'm fine with being assigned any slides I get. I always have been. So we've got them in ahead of time, and I know which ones I'm going to read, so I read them ahead of time.
I'm the same way. I don't have any preference other than, I mean, obviously the chair probably kicks it off and winds it up.
Yeah.
Other than that.
Yeah.
So I'll let we'll let Mike earn his money on this one, and you, Mike, can you assign?
I guess, John, you guys just have to tell him which things you think are for your department to handle.
We'll just divvy it up and make sure that you guys have a paper copy showing which ones are yours, which ones they're doing, so that way you can just follow along electronically and on paper. And
yeah. Do we, is this a presentation that department heads participate in the slides?
Department heads are expected to attend.
Yes.
But they don't participate in the presentation. They're available to answer questions should one arise.
Very good.
And it's been since a seats battle. I it's been probably a good 5 years since anybody's made a comment at the public hearing on the budget. Yeah. It was when we were fighting about seats with Iowa City and Coralville. That was the last time.
Yeah, so a lot of these, like these highlights, these are show it, move on, show it,
yeah, you can do that slide in 15 seconds.
And then typically I've kind of run the slideshow and people just tell me when to move on and I do that so I'll do that again.
You can set that pace for us.
Yeah.
All right. Look, if it's a highlight.
If it's too long winded.
That's a stretch. Yeah.
It says so right there.
Yes, I know.
It's in writing.
Here's that one. Here's just a list of things. Yeah, I guess one thing is I put in this Soul Smart Gold Award. I don't know if you want to add any more description in.
That's actually not for energy efficiency. That's actually for our solar PV and... maybe you'd want to talk to Becky
I'll write myself a note. Yeah.
Look at the award. It's right outside the door of it.
It's kind of for us being a solar-friendly county. Mm-hmm. We've streamlined the process and the permitting and inspection and all the other stuff. So she might be able to come up with a quick sentence.
Yeah, I think I think we should put some more in for that. This blah blah blah, then this is all finance stuff, the usual. There's our TIF portion. Okay, so I'll get together with Mike and we'll just,
and so this is for room. This is for next Wednesday night.
Yes,
a week from today. Yeah.
Yep. There's our debt service going down.
I think there's a lot of things in here we can be proud of.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Including lowering most people's tax rates.
And Mike, have
yes, indeed.
Department heads gotten notice of this?
No.
Okay.
Well, when they receive their budget packets in September, this date is in that packet. So if they don't have it on their personal calendars, that's their issue.
So we haven't changed that date since then?
No.
Oh, okay.
So we'll send out a reminder email to them that the expectation is department heads attend.
I mean, knock on wood, it never has been an issue, but the one time that somebody's not there is the time it'll come back to haunt us.
Yeah.
I think everybody should maybe go through this in the meantime, and if there's any glaring edits. I'm looking at Kurt and Lisa Green Douglas here because you guys are kind of our editors. And if you find any grammar, I mean, we don't read every slide.
Grammar Nazis, but
it's Valentine's Day. I'm being much sweeter today than normal, so
because I brought cookies.
he brought sweets.
This is really small. I want to figure out. I think I can blow this up some. So anyway, that's. It's my own.
Or maybe you could just pull the information and create a new.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah, just cut and paste the.
Yeah, maybe some important stuff like this.
Important stuff, right?
Like the residential and maybe ag land. I was thinking maybe just having two or three of these in here. Does anybody?
Yeah, ag land is the residential. Especially Iowa City residential, a lot of people or all the residential.
As somebody who's sat in the audience for about 10 years listening to these, this is the slide that typically some board members would trip over if they're going to trip over one, with just not able to come to mind with some real good words to explain what people are looking at.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this might be one where
Dana takes it.
Dana takes it and we get rid of a lot of that information and just do some specific mm-hmm. examples.
Exactly.
Because this is just really...
It's overwhelming.
Well, overwhelming for people. I'll
show this one in passing to say, here's where we drew the data that we're about to tell you about.
Yeah, and then
here's
something like that.
Oh, that's true.
And then go to the next slide.
Yeah, and here's where... I mean, this is...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, so it looks like you kind of got that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think that's probably...
Don't spend much time on the big spreadsheet, say.
Okay.
This is the details.
Yeah. The difference, what we want to point the difference out. Between the one ahead of that is it shows... where you were the year before, so it gives a person an idea
exactly.
of an actual dollar and percentage increase.
And the next slide doesn't have anything in there? Is it possible to add that, a little something that says
so this know, is
it,
the
it went up by X or it went down by Y?
Increase or decrease, yeah.
Which I think is mostly a decrease for almost everybody.
See, this is the slide that's this the summary of the previous page, basically, pulling out the things that we really want to highlight. So maybe it's already done. And you just really don't talk about that other slide too much, or you
just say, here's where the details come from.
But I do like that, because the question everybody has in their head, more than anything else, what's the increase, what's the decrease?
Right, did it go up or did it go down?
But that's why I was hoping we could also, I mean, along with that increase or decrease, something in here that points out that almost everybody's went down, except for this one chunk in ag, and that wasn't our fault. And so if it can be pointed out that was the state that did that,
I think that'd that's be, a very valid point.
Awfully helpful.
Well, they'll blame us anyway.
Yeah, I know they will, but if we could just say it just once.
But to list in there that those rollbacks are determined by the state, absolutely. That's an important piece of information.
Oh, I know. But they won't hear that until...
Well, yeah, I think it may say... Wow.
Yeah, there's
I've
a slide
had
on
phone
it.
Calls.
There it is. The rollback is rate is set by the state legislature.
All right. Well, let's see if I can. I'll add some stuff to this. And this one I'll do the total and then increase by or decrease by so people know.
What examples do you have? Like what areas?
And here's Iowa City.
Okay.
Coralville. Of course, those two. Solon. Tiffin. And I got Newport. Okay. And Penn. Is there another one? Okay, Fremont.
All right, that's a good variety.
All right.
Just wanted to make sure there was a little.
Yeah.
The big cities and a few townships.
Yeah.
Well, you want one with different schools.
Different school districts.
Different school districts.
Yeah, that's good too.
Different funding.
Yeah. All right.
Solon Schools is actually a load. I mean, people don't realize how much.
Well, they've been doing a lot of construction the last few years.
Yeah. If I could make a comment on slide number 42, because your opening sentence, which is perfect sentence saying the population continues to grow, but we happen to know the absolute number, percentage growth and total growth from 2010 to 2016, because we're at 10%, and so we're the second fastest growing in the county. I think that's important information to put in the state. That's an important piece of information to put in there. Because a lot of people are not aware of the rapid growth of what the degree of that growth is.
Yeah.
Slide 42. Yeah. Okay. I'll just again stick that in there. All right. Anything else?
Well,
look at that.
And I'll send them out.
I will.
Are also 46%.
We've got till. Let's see if everybody can. Read through it and look for more suggestions, and if needed, forward them to both John and Mike.
And when will our slides be assigned to us?
I don't know. Sometime this week.
Yeah, whenever you add a minute.
Yeah, we'll just figure out how we're going to do it. So, because the objective is to make it really seamless.
Mm-hmm.
So,
all right. Yeah, soon, today or tomorrow.
Cool.
Okay. Anything
else? Thank you, John.
Thanks for your work, John.
Sure.
Okay, moving on. Johnson County Employee Handbook Policy Revision regarding car rentals. We have Adam is with us.
Adam Greer, Risk Management Coordinator. So this is a policy revision for our handbook. And before we brought this to a formal session, I wanted you all to have the information that I had formulating this policy revisions. So I provided in your packet what other entities do or not do in regards to car rental loss waiver, that additional coverage that's optional with running a car. And also gave some information regarding what's covered and what's not covered under typical credit card agreements. You know, so if I went and used my personal credit card and it says, oh, I've got $25,000 of coverage, what it does cover and what it doesn't. So I learned a lot from this research. Traveling, I would have assumed I had plenty of coverage. So
I don't know if this is just a given, Adam, or if you think this needs to be in there, but I mean, we're requiring it, but do we need to say, too, that we're going to pay for it? Or is that just assumed? I mean, and then the second piece of that is, do Clint and Lori know that it's assumed that we're paying for it? You know, because what I don't want to have happen is people go out, they pay for the insurance, they come back here, they turn in their voucher, and they say, no, we're not paying for that. Well, you told me to get it, you know. So somehow we have to make sure that we close the loop on that. If this is going to be our policy, I think we need to make sure that people know that yes, we're going to pay for it. You're going to get reimbursed for it.
Yeah, that's on your voucher, or, you know, your whatever we call that thing. Your
travel request form.
Travel request form. Thank you, Mike.
TRF.
So how much is it usually? Do we know?
It in many cases it doubles the cost of the car rental.
Wow.
So it really depends on what type of model.
So like $20 a day or more?
20 to 40.
Wow.
Wow.
A day.
Wow.
But it's a supreme peace of mind. It literally is. You crash your car, you call up the rental agency, they bring a new car to you. You could continue your trip, your conference, your travel.
Well, that's all the more reason then that we need to make sure that department heads and understand if we're going to do this, that they need to approve it for their employees.
How about department head meeting next week? Adam, give a presentation.
That'd be perfect. Yeah.
There you go, yes. Adam.
Do that.
Okay. Yeah. Because the last thing I'd want is somebody, you know, a department head putting the squeeze on somebody so they decide not to get it.
And to give them an opportunity to understand why, you know, if they're talking to their colleagues with other entities, we can explain why we're requiring it. We're set up a little differently. There's other entities that carry a very large deductible and are, for the most part, self-insured. But we, you know, with work comp, we're first dollar covered. With auto, it depends on the type of vehicles, but you know, we've got a pretty low deductible, so there's another big reason why we need to have that insurance. We just haven't budgeted for a substantial loss like that if something were to happen in the car rental.
And Bob's been on us about this for a long time, so
yes. Thank you, Adam. I think with those updates, and you'll give a presentation next Tuesday at 1 o'clock in department end meeting.
So what's our process then? Well, maybe I should let you finish. You've got more to present. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I do.
Oh, I don't know.
I thought I saw.
Yeah, the Johnson County Employee Handbook Policy Revision, Department of Transportation Drug Alcohol Policy.
Oh, I meant, okay.
Do you want the next agenda item, no, or do you want to go into detail what I...
No, I guess...
The packet.
No, I apologize. So I've got a question then. What process then do we want to use for updating the handbook? We're going to do I presume we'll do like a informal formal.
Yeah. So then we'll put on informal next week then for that as a...
Informal the week after.
Update.
Yeah.
And then department heads will have also had a department head meeting where if they have any questions or concerns, they've got a little bit of time.
Correct.
Okay.
So they'll just need to also, because it's going to almost not quite double the cost in a lot of cases, but it's car rentals will be a lot more expensive. They'll have to
budget accordingly.
Budget, yeah. Excellent. I think that's it for that particular thing. Then the next thing was the
Drug and alcohol.
I lost my place.
So this is a proposed revision of our drug and alcohol policy for DOT compliance. This would affect secondary roads and conservation employees where their specific jobs require them to have and utilize a CDL for their duties. To the best of my knowledge, in my experience here, we don't have any compliance issues. It's just basically a formality. Going through a federal DOT audit personally 2 years ago, the federal agents said that they preferred this template that we received from the from our third party administrator, CJ Cooper. So that's where we received this information, and then Laura and I went through it and revised it for our use.
I have a question, and you know, I understand when you name something and then you refer to it as something different throughout, why you would have that first parenthetical thing, but why, if you're going to refer to Johnson County as Johnson County, why does that need to be there? Because in that first sentence, hereinafter referred to as Johnson County, but it's Johnson County that's referred to as Johnson County. So why do you need that?
We could take that out again. We're just following just the template with CJ Cooper.
Well, I mean, usually when you have that, it's referred, hereinafter referred to as JC or whatever. You know, it's something different from what you initially called it.
Correct.
Or superfluous.
That's an easy fix.
Striking is the easiest. So you said roads and seats were the ones that...
Secondary roads and conservation. Not all employees are affected.
Right.
But those that are required to have and utilize a CDL for their job duties. Seats is under Federal Transit Administration jurisdiction, so they've got their own separate policy. But they've got the same criteria in regards to random drug screens. So seats, secondary roads, and conservation are all in one pool where we have CJ Cooper provide the random screens for us.
And this would never affect ambulance then? They're
no,
not CDL? They're, okay.
No.
43 employees.
That's kind of along the lines of what I was going to ask. What about employees who aren't covered by CDL, but where we've had, you know, so somebody's driving a county car, they get in an accident. Do we do some kind of check for them?
We
as
have
well?
We have a policy for that in our handbook.
Yeah, and so that won't change with
no,
this.
No, okay. I'm not. We're not proposing changing okay. that this time.
That's weird.
And so my same question from last time, we would suggest informal and formal and then approval.
Can we do it both at once?
What's
that? We can do it both at once, can't we?
Well, we would need two separate...
Well, two separate issues on the agenda, I
yeah.
suppose. But
yeah.
And then on our end, we would obviously notify the affected employees. But again, it really doesn't change anything we're doing with compliance. It's just a formality that we're updating the policy.
So if you can give me the updated draft for that parenthetical phrase that this paragraph needs
to
Cool.
Anything else regarding drug and alcohol testings? Then we can move that forward. Anything else? Any questions from Adam? Adam, do you have anything else on this?
No.
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, moving on in the agenda. Drug and transportation, number six, discuss distribution of board liaison assignments. Jill has distributed, bless you. We're maybe a little bit out of balance, and so we wanted to go through this. We've had some people maybe don't have enough assignments, and some people have too many, some people may have been on as liaisons too long, and maybe we need to make some adjustments. So I'm trying to read this here and see how. Okay, total. There we got the total. So we have Rod. You have six right now.
I actually have seven.
Okay.
Because there's two in October and two in November there.
Wait,
sorry. I was looking at the total list on the side there. I wasn't going through. So
what's FAC?
Facilities.
Oh,
is that not on here?
So PDS, BAC,
one, two, three, should four, be. Five, six.
Over here.
Finance.
Because over here you only have six.
I count six for Rodney.
One, two, okay.
Three, four, five, six.
Kurt has.
Three. I'm very low.
Okay.
And I do have some preferences things. If I have any choices. And so I don't know if I have any choices or not. But
okay, Rod, help me figure this out, because over here you have six, but over here you have seven.
Yeah, I don't know.
What's missing?
I'm looking. Mental health. We actually never did a switch, and it looks like we are supposed to switch, but it didn't actually happen.
It didn't happen.
So,
but it's on here, over here. It's got it switched.
Right, right.
You just
well, and that's not even listed in the on the bottom.
Oh, I see.
So mental health, the senior is
me,
Lisa, junior, Kurt.
Yep.
That's correct, and I don't know, do I have a different chart? I'm seeing it as being there.
Yeah,
it is. As having happened.
Okay, IQ and research. PDS.
It's about the fourth okay. on the bottom on the left-hand thing. So, okay, help me out. I'm going to read from this middle thing. Rod, you look over here. Tell me what's missing. We have you for roads and HR.
Yep.
Facilities.
Facilities
is not listed over here. Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
Okay, IT.
Yep.
Social services.
Yep.
Medical examiner.
Yep.
And HR. That's seven.
Six.
But over here, one, two, three, four, five, six. What are we missing?
Still only seeing six. In
no, there's
places.
Road HR. There is
HR is listed twice.
Twice. Okay.
HR is listed twice. That's the problem.
All right. So Rod does have. Rod and I have six. Mike has five, and Janelle and Kurt have. Four?
I have
you have three. Okay, and here's the thing. Janelle has been on PDS.
And since I've been here, too.
Yeah.
So,
I'm very interested in that position, personally.
When is Josh due? March.
March, next month.
So that seems like a no-brainer, then, to put Kurt in for Janelle there, and that will help with that.
Would I
no,
be?
Mike would be
Mike
senior.
Would be, Mike would be Mike senior. Would I would be junior.
So PDS Kurt on
would rotate.
But then
in
that gives
upon
Kurt,
upon his review.
Kurt
that
four and Janelle
four.
Three.
Well, Rod's got six, so
it's and so do I.
So I think yeah, what okay, we need so you to do too. Is take one. Rod loses, not loses, but we need to make some.
Take one from Rod and give it to Janelle, and one
actually,
from Lisa and give it to
me,
and
one from Rod.
I'm actually okay with where things lie, just because, to be completely honest, my committee assignments, I've just got an easy lift right now. I mean, sometimes you just rotate through and you get the ones that don't take that much time, and I've got the ones that don't take that much time. But I think Lisa's got not only a lot of liaisons, but some of the committees that take a long time. So I'm more worried about her than I am with me.
Thank you, Rod.
Because my committee load is pretty easy right now, frankly. So I think she's the one that we need to.
I can't really judge, but I think my committee load is medium. You know, not too heavy, not too light, but I haven't really compared it to everybody else's, so I'm not really sure.
One thing we could think about, because the next one coming up is medical examiner, is maybe, Lisa, you, even though you're the junior on that one, maybe you could go off and Kurt could go on.
In April?
Yeah. That would lighten your load a little, give him another one. And
which one was that? I'm sorry.
So I'd get PDS in March and ME.
Just a thought. April. That's like, yeah, one of the earliest things coming up.
And then somewhere in here we need to find one more or maybe even two more for Janelle, because if Janelle's going to rotate off PDS next month.
Yeah.
Should give her MHDS. I'm joking.
And I guess it's kind of hard to do that without her here to know how she feels about it.
But. Right.
Well, but we know what she's had recently.
Right. We can see that. So, yeah, maybe find something she hasn't had in a while.
So, let's see.
So, where's the calculator?
So, it's been a while since she's... Okay, that...
What about IT?
When I first came, she was on IT with me.
No, I just started IT.
She hasn't been on Fleet since 2014.
She could take my place on that.
MHDS. I don't see her name anywhere on MHDS.
Yeah, she won't do it.
So there are 12 different departments that we have liaisons for. Two.
IT is the only other one.
Yes.
Well, so
that's 24. Divide 24 by 5 supervisors, you get 4.8. It's not so it's round.
Right.
So
right.
People everybody gets 5, somebody gets 4.
Yeah.
So 4 people get 5.
So nobody should have 6, and nobody should have less than 4. So we should be in the 4.
I mean, you may have 6 for a month or two, yeah, just because of the,
yeah,
way,
yeah,
that
the
they
overlap,
fall.
Yeah. Yeah. So it would make sense, according to this chart, for Janelle to take from me either roads or fleet. But
the other thing we do...
Wasn't she on roads recently?
No, I've been here.
No, okay.
The other thing we do that confuses it is, like, the liaison to the person who's the member of the regional governing board is Jan's liaison.
Mm-hmm.
So that...
That makes sense for me to stay there.
So you need to stay there.
Yeah.
But then also, like, you are the vice chair, so you're automatically Mike's, too.
Yeah.
So in a way, you've got two that you can't give up.
Right.
For 2 years.
Right. And so that's why it makes sense.
You're going to be the chair presumably next year.
Yeah.
That means you're going to have Mike again.
It makes sense for me being MHDS junior. Then when you become chair and I move to MHDS senior...
Well, she'll probably do another year on the governing board, meaning...
Oh, okay.
So you know what I'm saying? It's like she's in a way, she's stuck with two.
That one stays a little longer.
She's kind of stuck with two that she probably won't.
Okay.
And that's why it seemed to make sense for me to either give her roads or fleet.
Yeah. When?
How long has it been since she's been on roads?
When do you get roads?
I'm on roads supposedly now.
Oh, you just started
because
it.
Because he just did his thing. Yeah.
I just rotated off of it.
So Janelle hasn't been on roads since 2013.
So that would be a perfect opportunity to put her on roads.
Okay, let's put her there then.
And we haven't scheduled anything either.
Right,
so.
I saw him yesterday and I said, we need to schedule. And
who would roads be?
Janelle.
And she's not listening in right now because it's like 5 a.m. where she is.
Yeah.
She is.
He's senior.
And then Janelle
junior.
Okay. Where's
Well, that would help a lot because roads liaison can be a little bit of work, and then you don't have that right now.
Okay.
Uh-huh. So roads would go from Lisa to Janelle?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good fix.
Okay.
Is that immediate? Then?
Yeah, because we haven't met. We haven't even met, so.
And then
And then
I'll take PDS next month after the review. And then I move to ME. I add on ME in April after that review.
And that'll get you to 5?
That'll get me to 5.
And that'll get Lisa down to 4 or 5.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to be, I'm at 5. Board has to be with Mike, the executive director.
Mm-hmm.
But should the board have less than 5? If you're, some are going to have 4 and some are going to have 5 because of additional duties? Or is it
chair could be down to 4?
I can see that. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not finding it a problem at this point.
Yeah.
I have not met with HR. I've never been on HR, but I don't take... That doesn't come up.
Well, that doesn't actually start until... That would be after we give Laura her eval.
Which is really soon.
Just like give next 10 minutes. Yeah.
but so you don't actually have a meeting for a month.
Yeah, so what time is that? Right.
Yeah. You get a break from
tick, tick, tick.
And, okay... And so I'm the senior on finance, and that's actually probably a good thing for the board to be on finance.
I think if chair. We do the things we just discussed, we're going to get a lot closer.
Yeah, because it went down. Yeah. Well, you still have 6, but you said you have fewer committee.
Yeah.
So it goes 6, Janelle has 4, I have 5, Mike has 5, and Kurt has 4.
Yeah. And you got
and
off.
I've got a crap load of committee assignments.
Yeah. So I think that we just made some good progress there, actually. It's more art than science.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was just thinking, you know, that with this proposed legislation of reduction of boards, what the assignments would be like. Oh my gosh.
Last time I chatted with Ben Rogers about that in Linn County, he was like, I literally don't know how I'm going to squeeze in, you know, 5 more liaisons or whatever if we go.
And it's one liaison per person.
Yeah.
If you go to 3.
And you won't have 2 of us. You'd only have 1.
You'd only have 1, right.
Well, then they, like, Rod was saying yesterday, we would have to become full-time then.
Mm-hmm.
Because.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are we getting the hairy eyeball?
We got anything else yet here? liaison assignments, are we?
I'm good.
I think that's it.
You got it figured
I'll
out?
I'll update this and run it by you.
I don't want to open a can of worms, but are we similarly balanced on committee assignments, or should we look at those at some point as well?
I can grab them.
Is somebody overloaded? Is somebody underloaded? Same question as those things, I guess I'm asking.
I think as much as anything, I think we divided the committees fairly evenly. They're just not even in terms of the time commitment.
Yeah, because some of them are, you know, they never meet. And
or it's pretty perfunctory, and others, mm-hmm. it's a lot of work.
I mean, so. I got a lot of highlighting here, but it's... But I haven't bothered to figure out, you know, if mine is, you know, incredible overload, really underloaded, medium compared to everybody else. I really have no idea.
So one update I do have on these committee assignments is that I went last month to an ECI COG meeting, and they weren't expecting me because the Board of Supervisors has rotated off ECI COG, and now it's Shoeyville... Maybe Coralville. I mean, you know, so we don't always have representation on ECI COG. It rotates among the entities.
That's right. We divided it 3-3, and how'd we do it? We divided it 3-4-4 or something between the cities and the county. So Johnson County, Iowa City, and Coralville were the 3 most populous, and they're all going to always have, the 3 would rotate a seat.
Yeah.
And then it was North Liberty, Solon, Tiffin.
Yeah.
Oxford, Lone Tree were like all going to rotate.
Yeah.
And then whoever else was going to.
Yeah, and so I didn't know any of that, and so I mean, I
remember when we did that, I just
I just had it on my calendar, you know, the third Thursday or something to go up there, and so I went up on the third Thursday, and they basically gave me the "what are you doing here" thing, and I said, "I'm here for the policy board meeting." Said, "You're not on it anymore." And I said, "Well, maybe, yeah."
The one question I do have here, and this may be totally fine, I just didn't notice it until this morning, that I am rotating on to Urban County Coalition with the start of the fiscal year, according to this. Is that accurate?
No, it's supposed to be, we usually do that calendar year.
That's why I was wondering, because it with says the, here no, that I go on on July 1st.
Well, but there's no call. I mean, we don't do anything until
But he'll start
late, yeah, that
when
fall.
They start meeting in September, whatever, about what we're going to be talking about.
Okay, so technically I go on in July, but I don't do anything until September.
You won't do anything until
We have a couple of in-person meetings.
We might have a couple in-person meetings. A lot of times we meet in Cedar Rapids because it's fairly centrally located between, and we've hosted them here before too.
So. That's fine. I just want to be, you know, tuned in here.
Yeah, it doesn't, it'll kick in, and it won't even really kick in until late November for you.
That's fine.
Yeah, there are things that aren't listed, but
anything else on committee assignments? Other than
probably not.
I'm okay. Everybody feels like they're balanced. Look at it later.
Yeah. No wonder I can't keep my calendar in my head.
Yeah. I actually laid out a grid with a month and started putting in the recurring, like the meetings that come up second Thursday and third Thursday.
Oh, I did it by a week, like
And I looked at, so I can look at it a month, and then I put
this will do it for you.
Well, I needed to look at it, and then I put them all in the as recurring in the phone.
The committees don't appear to have assigned expirations. Do we just wing that and we just play with it as we wish?
Most of them are a year, but. Okay. The ones, there are some that are 2 years.
Yeah.
Most of them are a year, except the ones that aren't.
See, I guess some of them, like, some of them have expirations, but
Regional Governance Board is
others don't.
2 years.
Yeah, right. That's what I think we were talking about as being ideal.
Yeah. And then there are some of them that will go away when the, the Steering Committee for CIT and the Governance Committee.
Right.
And that's just going to be, until the job is done.
I only just noticed this.
What?
But Seats Paratransit Advisory Committee is the Fleet Director Senior Liaison. So that's me now, but I was on paratransit before that was my. Oh well, it doesn't matter, I guess.
It used to be two, and then because we were having quorum issues.
Yeah,
they reduced a lot of. And the city of Iowa City was supposed to have two city councilors there, too, and we had a hard time getting them there, so we reduced it all to one. So,
okay, here's the thing. On the Urban County Coalition, it says that my term expires on 6/30/2019, but it's always the chair and the vice chair.
And you'll be chair at that time.
Right, so I'll still be chair.
Is that related?
Is it
6/30 just like 7/1? It's related to how. Yeah.
So then.
Yeah, but in 6/30/19, you'll be the chair, but you won't be on it that fall. So you will hand it off to whoever's going to be. You'd hand it off to Kurt.
So I'll be handing
Kurt will
off.
Already be on it.
Yeah.
And so it'd probably be.
But then I'd become senior, and whoever's going to be my
vice chair.
Vice chair, which I guess is going to be you.
Yeah, I don't know.
So I actually went on Urban County Coalition a year early because
Janelle wouldn't do it.
Janelle wouldn't refuse to.
Right. I went on it early too for the same reason.
Yeah.
I like it. I really.
So that's.
I don't know it that well, but it looks interesting.
We'll have to fight that out, I guess, when we get closer to that.
But. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, and that's one that I don't mind being on. It's a way of keeping tabs of what they're doing in Des Moines.
I got
one of the many ways.
Yesterday, but it was a fun day in Des Moines. I'll tell you that.
I bet.
Yeah, if you're sleeping too much, just pay attention. That'll keep you
up. Anything else on department head of schedules or liaisons or board meeting assignments? Jill, you got down that Johns County is no longer this year on ECI COG, and I'm not sure when we go back on. how that rotates, but they will let us know. They will let us know.
Okay.
So I said, I don't have a problem with that. That's just one less time for me to drive to Cedar Rapids every month. So, okay, moving on in the agenda then. State and federal legislative issues, including updates for the Urban County Coalition, pending legislative affecting Johnson County and representation of the county and supervisors' positions. So I went yesterday. Was the first time I was able to get up to Des Moines to do some lobbying. We unfortunately, Lisa and I, missed the Urban County Day on the Hill for because of meetings that we couldn't get out of here. I met with Larry and Gary and Megan. We went to a couple committee meetings. One was on the Commerce Committee about the energy bill, energy efficiency, and solar. It got passed out of the Commerce Committee. It's really not a good bill. The Investor-Owned Utilities, Alliant, and Mid-American are moving this forward to basically make energy efficiency non-mandatory. A lot of the programs will be cut, including the rebates. We may, if this bill passes, some of the rebates that, you know, we won't maybe be
the
having
big checks.
The big check parties anymore, or the big check will be a medium check type of thing. You know, it's just, and then.
It's a power grab and a money grab.
Yes.
A power grab in two different ways, actually.
Yes.
And a money grab.
Yeah, yes. Funny.
I see what you did. Yes. Funny. Yeah. And then we also then went to local government committee, and we had Amy Nielsen and Vicki Lensing were in there. And they passed out of that committee the bill that for districts for counties over 150,000. But
it passed.
It did out of the committee. And what it is, though, I talked to Bobby Kaufman, and I said, Bobby, you know, that could hurt us. He said, it doesn't force you to go into they call it version three. And what it was is that if you are in districts and you're over that, you have to have the Legislative Service Agency, the LSA, do your redistricting. Apparently, Polk County has kind of gerrymandered their districts, and
so this bill would not force us into districts, even though we're
it'll force you into one of the three things.
And so he said, no, it won't force you into districts. And I said, okay, well,
Bobby's pin.
Yes, yeah. Our legislative delegation and all the Democrats voted against the bill. So.
And he voted against it?
No, he voted for it.
See?
But
Bobby doesn't get it. Party line. That was Bobby's spin.
Yeah.
He's full of it. It would force us into districts. It's just that there are three different versions of that districting.
Mm-hmm.
He's full of it, and he's lying to you. Yeah.
Like he does a
Sorry.
Lot.
Well, we should. I think we should. I think we should write some kind of letter or something to him.
I did already.
I mean, I think we should even maybe put something in the paper.
Oh, yeah. I have part of one.
I mean,
yeah, you were.
Maybe we could take it and, you know, mess with it a little and just put us all on it and say, why do you want to take this choice away from the people?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's another example of removing local control.
Yeah. Well, mine is just on the districting because there was another part to it.
Five to three?
Yeah.
I think we ought to do that and just say why don't you leave this choice in the hands of the voters?
Yeah.
You know, who can petition for anything they want?
I'll send it to you. And then
it's another local control issue.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That, you know, the other party used to be for local control, but that was only when they didn't have the trifecta of power in the state house.
I think their definition of local is where their desk is.
Yes. Yeah. They will complete control.
Yeah.
So you want this as an op-ed to go to the press?
I think we should. I think we should call him out on, you know.
Well, there are two things that we probably should address in the same thing. And I think mine is on the district. What I've written so far is just on the districting that I sent to our local delegation. But in that, we should also address the reduction of the board.
But only if that's what he's... But see, I don't know if... Because if that's a local effort by local people, they have that right. I don't think it's a good idea, but that's a different thing than Des Moines forcing it on us.
All right.
And so I want to stick to what he would
do. Voters can do what the voters can do.
So I don't want to confuse the two because I think this is what this is him forcing it on us.
So do you want the op-ed just about this this particular bill, or do you want us to include some of the other examples of retrenchment on local control?
Well, we can probably add that as just a context, you know, that
mentioned.
Yeah.
You know, in passing, in a paragraph, minimum wage, container law, anything else is just a paragraph type of thing.
Yeah.
CAFOs, for that matter.
Yes. Well, that was done a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But sure still, a
local control issue. Right. So that's my trip to the state. Anything else on state issues?
I'd like to thank them for killing the death penalty bill.
Oh, now that's really punny.
Yeah. Okay.
How often do I get to thank them these days?
Yeah.
Maybe then run on that. This Friday or Thursday, tomorrow will be the funnel. Excuse me, the first funnel. So things that didn't get out of committee will die unless it comes up like in appropriations or ways and means. So there's nothing that really dies until, the approach bill, they can hang things on it like a Christmas tree, including, you know, the death penalty could be added on as an amendment to some other bill.
You never know.
Until they gavel out, nothing is ever certain. And
I'm no longer on the national
restaurant. Well, even after that, it's not. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
Struck of the pen.
Oh, yes.
Unilateral decision.
And I'm no longer on the Iowa Restaurant Association board, but I'm still getting informed by them, and it looks as if the dram shop reform has a shot, too.
How do you call
shot of passing?
Yeah.
Is that good or bad?
It's going to get through the funnel. I think it's a good thing. There are going to be plenty of people who disagree with me, I think, but I think it's a good thing.
Okay. Federal, are we finished with the, or where are we at with the federal update on legislative?
The CDC epidemic response language has been added to the issues portion. That will be before you on the informal this Thursday for your consideration, and then for approval next Thursday.
And did it, formatting, did it get on all on one page?
Squeezing and squishing and everything's on one page.
Adjusting margins and typeface.
Well, the thing that's going to come up there this fall that we're going to want to have something to say about, here comes the farm bill.
A lot.
But it's a 2018 farm bill, but it'll take 2019, even 2020 before they get it done.
Oh, yeah. Every 5 years, but that's there's so many issues.
Every 5 years when it starts, not when it finishes.
Very good. Anything else with either state or federal legislative issues?
Not for me.
Okay, moving on. Internal processes, expectations, and operational issues of the Board of Supervisors?
Yeah, no.
Pence, you got anything calendar-wise or...
Just that there's, we can review the committee, the calendar tomorrow, but just there is the department head meeting next week, next Tuesday.
Got an email about that.
Did we, I was looking next Wednesday, a week from today, we're just going to do the afternoon. Is that our plan? Work session? That's what I had down, but.
That's what I have too, starting at 1:30.
Because we have budget hearing that evening. Check. Which also...
That sounds familiar.
Which also reminds me, will Janelle be back for the budget hearing?
She's back on Monday.
Okay.
Back in town.
Okay. So, I've got a work session starting at 1 on Wednesday, and
I have
budget
on
hearing at 5:30.
My calendar, the work session on Wednesday at 9, so that's not correct?
I think we decided to move it up just so that we wouldn't be here, from 9 a.m. to
I thought we said if we were going to do just one, that we would do the afternoon... Because nobody would leave before the budget hearing anyway, so
right into the budget hearing.
It could run right up till 5 if it had to.
So at 1 o'clock.
Yeah. Oh, it's at 1, not 1:30.
Well, 1's what I have anyway.
I had 1:30.
Okay. I had
1:30, but if
you want to do 1:30,
1:30,
1:30, and unless
not
there's too much on the agenda.
Yeah,
I have written down that Iowa City Parks might be coming on that day.
Yes, and so
We'll have to check if they're available now because we told them 9 o'clock.
We told them okay. The morning. That's why yes. I have it ahead on my calendar.
Yeah.
If not, well, we can move that.
We'll work it out.
So right now it's set at 1:30 to 4.
Yep.
And if we need to make adjustments, we'll try to do it that way. Anything else on calendar issues for now?
Well, so we have Wednesday, February 21st at 1:30 tentatively. May have to reschedule Iowa City coming because they were going to discuss at Riverfront Crossings the parking issues, wanting to use our facilities. So that may have to be pushed since we had them scheduled for 9, and that was with Jeff Ruin and Julie
Johnson.
So that's changing this time from what he told them. Pretty sure they'll have to.
Hopefully they can come this afternoon.
The other thing is if they can't do that, I mean, it's not like it's going to kill me to come in at 9 o'clock.
I'll just,
we have to.
I don't think. We'll check with them first.
Yeah.
And then 5:30 is the budget public hearing and the bonding public hearing.
Mm-hmm.
And then Thursday, February 22nd at 9 o'clock is the formal and informal.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. And we have the Tuesday, February 20th, 1 p.m. department head elected officials meeting.
Very good.
So, and I have down that I have a liaison meeting with you, but I won't after today. So I can cancel that.
Oh. Okay. Anything other than Lisa crying about losing the liaison?
No, it's just that I think that's a really good place to put new supervisors because you get the inside scoop on all the other departments because of the nature of HR.
Yeah.
So it's just something to keep in mind.
Well, you know, I'm 2 months into my fourth year and I have not been on HR, but there's how many different departments? 12? 12 different departments. You know, as you rotate, you should get one every 4 years, you know.
So it's time for you then.
Yes, it's time for me. But, I mean, that's not a bad idea to thinking about. But every time there's a new supervisor, then you'd have to come to redo the whole thing and upset the apple cart.
The last couple of years.
Yeah. And so.
And kind of, how it has been.
We've had a kind of an unprecedented turnover, so.
Yeah. And, I was having a discussion with Mr. Hinch about, you know, sometimes because of that turnover, we've kept some supervisors on longer because of we were talking about continuity.
In certain spots.
Well, sometimes, you know, that you have a new supervisor, they're elected to do a job, and maybe they should, you know, get thrown into the deep end right away.
We've not just had turnover supervisors, we've had turnover departments.
That's what I mean, yeah.
And that makes a difference, too, so... Yeah.
But that's kind of what has thrown us off is artificially keeping some supervisors on as liaisons longer because of department heads, new department heads. Well, maybe that's not the right thing to do. Yeah. And
well, or how long you do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so
two or 3 months interim and then switch.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. A temporary... you're the interim director, or not director, liaison, but once we've made this transition to the new department head, then the new liaisons will take over. Okay, anything other on the agenda for this work session? That brings us discussion from the public. I'm not seeing any. Evaluation and goal setting, possible closed session pursuant to Iowa Code Section 21.51I to evaluate the performance competency of individuals whose appointment, hiring, performance, or discharge is being considered.
Move a closed session.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion by Freeze, second by Green Douglas to go into closed session. Discussion, roll call.
Freeze.
Aye.
Carberry.
Aye.
Green Douglas.
Aye.
Sullivan.
Aye.
We are in closed session.
Do you want to stand up for a second?
Yes. Let's take a Blue Zones break for